Hello there.
Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Does any member of your household work for a radio or television station?
No.
Okay. What about work or volunteer?
What is it about?
Oh, it's about it's about the upcoming elections for both Florida in August and the nationwide presidential election.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm happy to take part.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. What about do you have a family member who works or volunteers on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Since you answered no to those questions, we can go ahead and do the survey. First question, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely going to vote? Are you somewhat likely going to vote, or you're not likely going to vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Thank you. Next question. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino or Hispanic or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you. And to which age group do you belong to? And we have the age groups between 18 and 35, between 36 and 45, between 46 and 55, between 56 and 65, and 65 and over.
I'm over 65.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Oh, boy. Definitely the second one, but maybe there's hope one day we can change that.
Thank you. Next question. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? And I'm going to go down the list, and you can choose one of those, okay? And the first one being
I can only choose one?
Yeah, they want to know which is the most important to you. The first one is the economy and jobs, next taxes, next inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, next access and cost of healthcare, next housing and property insurance costs, next K-12 education, next crime and public safety, next climate and the environment, next abortion, next, illegal immigration. And the last one we have here is local growth and development.
You didn't mention any that I thought were important as much as what the governor did here with the banning of books and all the suppression and all the, you know, his crazy policies. So I would have to say none of the above, because I think all the stuff that he's done to stifle people's freedom is just horrible.
Wouldn't you say the banning of books would fall under K-12 education?
Okay, you can choose that one.
Okay,
but it's so much broader than just K-12. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But this gets recorded, so
education related. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving on, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? So we have these are your options. I'm definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate. I am probably going to vote for the Democratic candidate.
You can stop. You can stop. You can just stop because I am blue all the way.
Okay, thank you.
That's it.
Okay.
Everything was,
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Is that a somewhat or a strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And now, you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of that person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can mm-hmm. indicate that as well. And first person we have here is Fentress Driscoll.
Never heard of him.
Okay, and the second one we have here is Rico Smith.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Next, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And we have Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
I can't even say that man's name because he's so disgusting. So, of course, I'm going to vote for Biden.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sure that's a definitely, right? Correct?
I'm sorry, say that again.
And I said I'm sure that's a definitely voting for Biden, right? Because the next question is, are you definitely going to vote for him or probably going to vote for him?
Well, there's a question whether he's going to be on the ballot or not. So he has not been nominated yet.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought he was already.
Because there's a... The convention isn't until August.
Oh, I see.
Because I am one of the Democrats that would like to replace him with somebody younger.
Okay. So you would go, you want to go with, probably?
What is the question?
And would you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Joe Biden?
I would like to vote for some other Democratic candidate.
Okay.
So I don't know how to answer that because you haven't given me that option.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, let's move on. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? This one here, it would be kind of difficult for you to answer because you just told me that you're not familiar with those
know.
Two names that I mentioned, and those two are the candidates for Florida State House.
Yeah.
Which is Rico.
Yeah, Smith. Unfortunately, I haven't been in Florida a year. I don't know the names of a lot of the state representatives. All I could say is when I would look at my ballot, I would just choose the blue ticket. I would just vote state Democrat just based on their party affiliation.
Okay, I see. Well, here maybe you have an opportunity to get to know some things about those two candidates, which I will read to you.
Mm-hmm.
So just based on what you just said, you just told me you don't know either one, but you would lean towards the Democratic candidate, right? Because you're Democrat.
No, I wouldn't lean. I would choose the Democratic candidate. So it wouldn't matter what their name was, but on the ballot, it shows what their party affiliation is.
Okay.
So I will choose based on the party affiliation.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? And we have two, I would say two, descriptions here, and you get to choose one. Okay, the first description says, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community. And the second description says, a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community.
I'm going to vote Democratic. I can't choose that because I am going to vote Democratic all
okay.
the way across the ticket. So
okay.
Those would not come into consideration. I'm going to vote by the party ticket.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has, one, gotten better, two, gotten worse, or three, not changed much?
I retired last year, but I don't think it's changed that much.
Okay. Thank you. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up and the cost of groceries, like the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? Do you blame the Republicans who control the state government in Tallahassee, or do you blame President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C.?
I'm sorry. I find this very, very funny. Oh, man. Who wrote this question?
I wish I could tell you. It wasn't me.
You know, yes, I know that. Well, let's blame the Republicans and just not dissect that question any further.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. As you may know, Republicans are the majority party in the state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results, or a Democratic candidate who will never be able to effectively work with Republicans, the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community.
That's a really loaded way of wording it. That's horrible, whoever wrote that question. I am going to vote Democrat, and
yes.
Maybe one day we can flip everything in this state. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? And we have two descriptions here. First says, it is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support the Democrats. Or it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions. I'll say the first one, right?
I will never vote Republican.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I have never been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him. I'm sorry, I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and so that wouldn't be you. Next, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. And the third one says, while political violence... I think this is yours. While political violence is unacceptable it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
Well, of course, it's the last one, but I won't say any more about that question.
Okay. Next, you will now be giving a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. Okay, the first one says, Democrat Fentress Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family and attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. Now, the other candidate, Republican Rico Smith.
Don't even read it. Don't bother to read it. I'm going to support the Democrat.
Okay. So Driscoll. Okay. So now, if you knew the following statements about Driscoll were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Frances Driscoll in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, or you can indicate that as well. So I'm gonna read a statement about Driscoll, which is a Democratic candidate, and your options are much more likely to vote for that person, somewhat more likely to vote for that person, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference at all.
I have to stop you there because before you continued the question. It sounds pretty bizarre to me. If I knew that these were true, so you're going to read out some statements that could be true or could be false? Is that what you're saying?
I suppose they are true. It doesn't say here I'm going to read it again. It doesn't say if there's true or not. It says if you knew the following statements about Frances Driscoll were true, would each make you
Yeah,
more...
that's a conditional. You know, that's
okay.
a conditional.
Yeah.
It sounds like they could be true, they could be false, they could be partly true, partly false. Go ahead and just read them then.
Okay. So the first one says, Driscoll has been in elected office, Frances Driscoll has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse.
That's ridiculous. She's in the minority.
Okay.
That statement is totally ridiculous because you're blaming someone who's in the minority in the government for that? Who has very little power in the state legislature? Tell me that's the situation. She's a Democrat, but the House is controlled by Republicans, right?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Yeah. But we're talking about these things and blaming her. So what are my choices that
Your choices are to say, I am much more likely to vote for that person, somewhat more likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote for her, much less likely, or it makes no
difference. I'm going to vote for her.
So it makes no difference, right?
But I just wonder who wrote that question. That's just...
Yeah, here comes the next one. It says, Frances Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state.
Now I know that your poll is totally Republican and totally written by Republicans. This is, it's just, I'm going to vote for her.
Okay.
I'm glad that you taught me something about her name. I am most likely to vote for her more than
okay.
any.
Okay. There's more statements. I have to read them, and because if I skip them, then
go ahead and read them.
Okay.
It tells me the way Republicans think and are attacking Democrats and blaming them for things. It's incredible.
Yeah, sorry about that. So next one says, Frances Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
Oh. I'm going to vote for her. What?
Okay.
I hope the Republicans have just spent all their money on this, wasted all their money, because this is the most ridiculous thing I've heard.
Okay, the next one says...
You're telling me she's black and she's a woman and she's in a minority? That's what you've told me. I mean, I can look her up too, but... I'm just... overwhelmed with disgust here that someone would write that question. Go ahead and read more.
Let's see how far they've gone. Okay. Frances Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have reentered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
I'm voting for her.
Okay. The next one says, Frances Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies. The next one says,
I'm voting for her.
The next one says, Frances Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners. And since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage. Okay. The next one says, Frances Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things like that benefit your community. All right, now I'm going to read some statements. The following statements are about Rico Smith, the Republican candidate.
Don't bother. I don't think I can. I'm sorry. I can't listen to them because I can't stomach them. I'm always going to vote Democrat, and I'm never going to vote Republican. So you can just put down, I will never vote for this guy. Never.
Okay, I'm doing that right now, and after this we're almost done. Okay, and would you say that definitely? So you are definitely voting for the Democratic candidate. Right?
I have voted Democrat my whole voting career.
Okay.
And I what else can I say? I mean, I moved to Florida only last year, but Well, last year. That's why I didn't know the names of some of the states.
Yeah, well, that's very recent, you know, for to be, you know, to
yeah.
be, I mean, the local politics.
You have opened my eyes with this poll to the techniques and the strategies of the Republicans. I mean, it's kind of shocking. I'm going to ask you a question, and I understand that it may be a difficult question to answer. Can you tell me what this poll is? I mean, if I saw it later, and if we're polled, nobody tells you, like, this is a Gallup poll or this poll or that poll. It's obviously sponsored by Republicans, but.
Yeah, the company who I work for is called National Opinion Research. That's, it's very generic.
Okay.
So yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. It's okay. Yeah.
So now I'm gonna be asking you a very short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Okay. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
2020. Of course,
yeah.
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democratic, usually vote Democratic, or vote for as many Democrats as you vote for Republicans?
I always vote Democrat.
Okay. As you were, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
And would you say a somewhat liberal or a very liberal person?
Very.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Graduate school.
Thank you. And
so, do you need the level of a degree or
no? That's
university graduate school. Okay.
Yes. Yes. It came out as postgraduate. So that's
that
one down.
That's fine. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, because before that one, it was a 4-year degree, 4-year college degree.
Yeah,
and then
so the next one is postgrad. Yeah,
yeah.
Postgraduate.
Okay. All right, so that concludes our survey. Thank you so much for sticking with me, because most people, you know, after finding out that it's, you know, tilted one way, they just hang up and stuff. And so thank
well,
you so much. I really appreciate it.
I'm very interested in hearing the results of polls. So, you know, and I'm probably not, you know, this one is more state specific. I won't get the results of this one, but I think that you have a difficult job. And maybe a lot of people don't want to talk to you, but best of luck with your work.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And you have yourself a beautiful evening. Okay.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.